Hallelujah, we magnify you. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt your holy name. We bring the sacrifice of praise before you, our God. We say thank you, Jesus. We appreciate and bless you. We say thank you for the journey so far. We thank you for the past. We thank you for the present and the future. We thank you because in you we live, we breathe, and we have our being. We magnify your holy name. Hallowed be your name. Ancient of Days, we say thank you, Jesus. We lay it to heart to say thank you. We thank you for the beginning of another journey. We thank you because your grace will see us through. We thank you because you will journey with us. We thank you because you will hold us with your hand of righteousness. We bless and magnify you. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are so grateful for everything. Thank you because your strength will see us through. Thank you because your spirit will not leave us comfortless. We exalt you. We go in your strength. We magnify you. We bless your holy name. You are good. You are good. You are good. We thank you because your mercy is endured forever. We thank you because we will enjoy your mercy till the fullness. We bless and magnify you. Thank you because your grace will keep us moving. We lay it to heart to say thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are very grateful. We bring our sacrifices of praise to you. We say, hallowed be your name. Lord, we are saying thank you for the first Saturday in the year 2026. We thank you because your grace kept us. Lord, we appreciate you. Thank you for keeping us moving. We thank you because your word is yes and amen in our lives. We thank you because your word will come alive, will continue to be alive in our lives and in everything we do. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for helping us in our country, Nigeria. We lay it to heart because your mercy will see us through. Your mercy will keep us through the journey of 2026 and beyond. We thank you because your mercy will open the doors for us. We thank you because your mercy will pave way for us. We thank you because your mercy will arise on our behalf. We appreciate you. We say thank you, Jesus. Lord, because you are good, because you are our Father, Abba Father, we say thank you. We come to you again and we ascribe all glory to you. We come this morning and we lay our feet and say thank you, Jesus. We open our mouths, we raise our voices, we raise our hearts, and we adore you. We allow you. We say thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Let your name be glorified for another weekend. We bless you. We magnify you because as we journey this year, your grace will see us through. Your mercy will help us. Your strength will be our portion in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory because you are our standby help. We say thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, brethren. I'm happy to say Happy New Year to you. I'm happy to say Happy New Year to every one of us. Congratulations. The grace of God kept us. We are grateful to God. May his name be glorified in Jesus' name. Today is the first Saturday in the month of January, year 2026. The grace of the Lord has kept us. I want us to join me as we say these words of declaration. The Lord, as I go, in you I move. In you, my journey is secured in you. The mercy of the Lord will arise on my behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord is my strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Every of my journey this year, the Spirit of the Lord will back me. The Spirit of the Lord will teach me. The light of God will shine upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. The light of the Lord will shine upon my home in the name of Jesus Christ. My life will be guided by the instruction of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will hold me by his hand and will journey with me and my family in this year 2026 in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will go with us in the name of Jesus Christ. He will settle every mountains in the name of Jesus Christ. He will go ahead of us. He will take charge for us and give us victory. Victory is our portion. We will not walk less than that which God has said concerning our lives in Jesus' name. Flesh will not rule me in the name of Jesus Christ. But the Spirit of the Lord will be my guide. The Spirit of the Lord will teach me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord will rule over flesh, and I will live more for God in the name of Jesus Christ. I will live for God in the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord will teach me. Flesh will be subdued in the name of Jesus. I will move closer to God, and I will become who God has called me to be in the name of Jesus Christ. As we journey today, the strength of the Lord is our portion. He in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us. We go again in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, because this name is the backing that we have to give us victory in the name of Jesus. Because we move, we win from the side of victory. The Lord has won the battle for us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning once again. Today is the first Saturday, the 3rd of the month of January 2026. And the theme of this year is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 14 verse 15, which says, go forward. That is our anchor scriptures. And for the first and the second day, the minister of God has been able to open our heart and our eyes to what it means to go forward. I will start with this. Go forward means, go forward is an action or a prompt given to a person not to sit or stay in a state of rest or in a state of inactivity. It is an instruction, not a plea, to take action regardless of the situation. It is an instruction given to us regardless of the situation. God is not begging us. It's an instruction for us to follow. This statement was given to Moses, to the children of Israel. It symbolizes faith over fear, reaching for the future and not letting the past incapacitate us, not letting the past experience hold us down to a motionless or stagnant state. It means progress. It means we have to move into, it means progress, like we have moved into another year, another calendar year. And the year is not waiting for anybody. We are instructed to also move forward without letting anything hold us back. We should move forward and trust God. We should move forward in the instruction that the Lord has given to us, trusting that God will help us. We should move forward without even having the full understanding of what God has told us to do. But the instruction is, move forward. God is calling you, He's calling me, that we should take that act of boldness and that act of trust, and we should be ready to persevere, to move forward, to become that which God has instructed us to. We're taking our Bible reading from the book of John chapter 14 in this regard. John chapter 14 from verse 4, it said, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. Then verse 5 said, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. I like that guy, Thomas. Although many of us tried to condemn him, but he's been sincere. He said, Lord, I don't know where you are going. No. Although he was with his disciples, but his faith was not strong enough. Like many of us, we might be in a state where our faith is not strong enough. But Thomas did not try to pretend as if he was who he was not. But he said, Lord, I don't know where you are going. No. And how can we know the way? He asked a sincere question. He said, how can we know the way? That I, as a person, I am talking, I don't know. I don't know where you are going. And how can we know the way? His faith has not been built. So he was open to tell Jesus that, please, oh, I don't know where you are going. Oh, and how can I know? You have told me to go forward. How can I go forward when I don't know the way? Does it make sense for you to be going to a place that you don't know? It's not possible. But he asked a sincere question and the right question from his master. He said, how do I know the way? And where are you going? Because you are telling us to move forward. You want us to move in the pace that you... Jesus wants us to move in his pace, and he's telling us to move forward. So he said, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Then Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes through the Father except me. The instruction for us is, it go forward. And how can we go forward? Go forward to where? How do we know the actual place? Because there are different ways. But he said, for us to know the actual place we are to go forward to, he said, that place you are going to is in me. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So for us to go forward in that regard of where he's telling us to, he said we should go forward in him. He is the way, he is the right way. There are different kinds of way, but Jesus is the right way. And he said, in this way that he is, he said, he is the truth. He's not telling us to go in a way that is false, because we have false ways. The devil tries to deceive us in ways that is to the detriment of our lives. But Jesus said, I am the way, and in me that is the way is the truth. That when we go forward in the way, he's going to show us the truth in that way. Because the devil will come, challenges will come to make us feel that maybe we have taken the wrong step. He said, in that way, there is truth in that way. It's not a mirage. It is not false. He said, I am the truth. I am the life. That in that way we are going through, that way is encompassed with the truth. And it carries life in it. If you walk in the way, that way carries truth. And that truth carries life. that if we can endeavor to follow that way, we will see the truth, and that truth will lead to life, eternal life in us. It might look as if it is not, but it is the life. He said, no one comes to the Father except through me. God is giving us an instruction that when we follow the way, who is Jesus Christ? Anyone that gives his life to Christ, anyone that wants to follow the way of God, must first of all go through Jesus and confess that Jesus is the Lord over his life. Confess and believe that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for me, and I believe it and I choose to accept it. That when we go through Jesus, we will know the way in him, which is go forward. Verse 7 says, if you had not known me, Jesus was saying, if you have not known me, you would have not known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Then Philip said to me, Lord, show us the Father, that it is sufficient for us. In that way, Philip knew that that way is sufficient. He told us to go forward. And in that forward that we are going, that way we are going, it carries sufficiency. It doesn't mean that we will not go through challenges. It doesn't mean that we will not go through trials. But in that way, he is sufficient for us. He is able to strengthen us and teach us the way out if we are ready to follow him without allowing fear grip us down. So Philip said, we know that this way is sufficient for us. If you are going through a way that you don't believe in the sufficiency, it will not work for you. So we must first believe that this way is sufficient for us, because the way carry life, and the way is truth, and the way will never deceive us. It carries all that we need in our life. But it doesn't mean that we will not go through challenges, because the Bible has told us that in this world, in as much as we are in this world, we will go through challenges, but we should be of good courage, because he has overcome for us. We walk from the place of victory. Jesus has already won it for us. All we just need to do to assess that victory that he has given to us, the victory that God has provided for us through Jesus on the cross, we need to assess it. And Jesus said unto him, I have been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip. He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? You do not believe that I am the Father, and the Father in me. The word I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Then verse 13 says, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The mistake many of us make is that when God tells us to move forward, we just think we can go in our strength and start going. I like Moses, so although it might look that he was asking a stupid question, but he wasn't really asking a stupid question. He was given instruction to go forward, but when he got to the place of fear, he shouted, because he knew that he is relying on God. The journey that anyone is moving and you are not having any backing, the person will be alone. But when he got to the place of fear, because he's human, he called God. He said, you say we should go forward though. As human, I can see Red Sea. What is the instruction? If he had not asked God for instruction and he wanted to be like a superhero, do you think the answer would have given him a right solution? As human, he would have said, okay, let's try to build something or so. Human senses will fail. There are a lot of things that we think we can do. It looks right, but it seems right, but that is not the way. So there are a lot of times that we can use our five senses to say, let's do this. Even as much as it is God's way, we need to always ask him at every point of time, every point, that God, this is it. I am in a state of dilemma. I am in a fixed place. What do you want me to do? You said I should go forward. Teach me. As human, we get distracted. Peter got scared when he saw storm. We are human. It's a level. And Peter shouted, God save me. When the disciples could not cast out demons. God gave them instructions. They went, but they called on the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the strong tower. The righteous runs into it and he is saved. That is the backing that we have. The name that is able to see us through in that journey of going forward, in that place of fear. Call on his name and we will be saved. We should call on his name. So as we take that journey, that bold step of moving forward, the name of the Lord is sure, is a strong tower. The name of the Lord answers at all times when we call him. In as much as he is the one that sent you on that journey, he will back you up when you call his name. And the advice is that we should not embark on the journey which God has not instructed us to. Because any journey we embark with outside God, we are on our own. So let's make sure that that journey is backed up by the Holy Spirit. If the Spirit of the Lord is directing us and we get into the place of fear, let us call, let's shout, Jesus, have mercy on me. There is no one that calls that name in faith and get disappointed. Blind Bartimaeus shouted, have mercy on me. He shouted it in faith, although a lot of people discouraged him. And he got his sight. God answered unto him. The woman with the issue of blood called the name of Jesus in faith, even without shouting it vocally, by touching the hem of his garment. And she received her whole portion. This is the beginning of a new journey. As we go in this journey, as we go in the instruction that the Lord has given to us, go forward. But make sure that journey is instructed by the Holy Spirit. And when you get to the place of where, call on the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus answers at all times. The name of Jesus carries power. The name of Jesus is fire. The name of Jesus is everything that we need and is ready to answer us. I pray that as we go on our different journey in the way that God has instructed you and I pray that the Lord will strengthen our faith. The mercy of the Lord will guide our paths. The mercy of the Lord will speak for us. The mercy of the Lord will lead us through. We will not walk out of the mercy of the Lord in Jesus' name. The mercy of the Lord will cause the light of God to shine brighter and brighter on our path, and will become stronger and will become closer to the Lord, that it will be more of God and less of flesh in us in Jesus' name. And at the end, we will have testimony. We will become testimony because we will overcome. That is the instruction. That is the assurance that we have. We will overcome through the blood of Jesus Christ. And by the words of our testimony, that you and I will be among the people that will testify that God saw me through. I went through the journey and I am a bundle of testimony in the name of Jesus. That will be our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Like we have heard today, that Jesus is the way. We can only access the Father through Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. Draw close to Him. Confess your sins to Him. Believe Him. Confess that He died for you on the cross of Calvary. And let's continually hold and hold to this profession that He is the one that can see us through this journey, that we can secure Him for us, for ourselves in the heavenly home. We will make it in Jesus' name. We will not fall in the name of Jesus. We will abide in the presence of the Lord all the days of our life, and we'll make it to heaven in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Good morning. Have a wonderful day.